This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Good morning. I'm at my camper. We're enjoying the outdoors. So who better to talk to about outdoor thing, nature preservation, than our great friend, Jerry Griswold, up at White Memorial Conservation Center. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning to you, Joey, and thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be with my family at WTIC.
So, you know, one thing I do want to get into is, you know, the family day's coming up. I know raffle tickets are still available. We'll get into all the festivities and events coming up. But I want to get into a little bit of nature right now. I mean, summer's been very weird and wet. Things are kind of growing, and I've noticed a lot more animals roaming in my backyard and out at the campground. Are you guys hearing the same thing from visitors and seeing the same thing in the woods?
I'm seeing fewer people. I don't know where the heck everybody is. I think everybody's gone off on, big beach adventures or something, because the weekends when we should be so busy here, we've been kind of quiet lately. Of course, Joe, you know that I'm very focused on bats, and we have like super bat populations here this summer with both big browns and endangered little browns. And this is an ongoing research that's happening here at White Memorial with our Bats Count Bat Cam program. You can check our website, whitememorialcc.org, and find out how you can actually sit in your pajamas at night and watch our bats come out of our green barn. And you can look inside the barn too. So we've partnered with the Connecticut DEP, put cameras in our barn to help better understand the workings of a maternity colony of big brown bats. So lots of bats, woodchucks. We've seen a lot more woodchucks in our main area lately. Fewer deer, tons of beavers. And bird-wise, nothing really. I mean, White Memorial is a birding mecca. It's recognized as one of the great hotspots in the United States for birding, but I can't say there has been anything that was like a whoa thing. It's always cool to see a Virginia rail. It's always cool to see an indigo bunting and things, and some of these strange flycatchers, but nothing, lots of bobcats, actually, lots more bobcats. So yeah, I don't know if it's maybe a mild winter brought out more food resources for these animals, and maybe that's why there's more of an abundance of animals.
And
but,
that's
my take on it.
It is definitely one of those things. I mean, like you're saying, to play off it, you know, I feel if we have a warmer winter, the mice don't nest as much, and I'll call them the bottom of the food chain, if you will. So more mice leads to more bobcats, which leads to more, you know, animal A, B, or C. With it being as wet and humid and muggy, the mosquito population's gone bananas. Is that helping the bats?
Yeah.
So the pests are kind of bringing a little bit more back to the bats, I guess you could say.
You know, it's always great to have these insects for the bats. Obviously, mosquitoes we can do without, but bats, especially little brown bats, need them. We just did a count last night of our little brown bat colony, and we're only one of two known colonies in the state of Connecticut. This was once a very abundant species, and now only one at White Memorial, and there's one out in Ashford, way out in the east. And last night's count for me was disappointing. We had only 120, where last year we had 280. And it's like, oh my God, what happened to them? Because they're all living in our bat houses, and those bat houses are too hot. They're too hot for that many bats. So, you know, for our green barn where we're counting big brown bats, last Saturday I did a count and we had 394. So I know we're over 400 because you miss a few, and some might be down at Bantam Lake for the night having a party or whatever they're up to. I don't know. I don't speak their language, Joe. So it's interesting. I didn't think about that. And, you know, I'm pretty knowledgeable about bats. It's like, oh, of course, because it's been so hot, you'll find fewer bats in your bat house or fewer bats in your attic. They'll go to cooler places. Our job is to put little radio transmitters on some little brown bats and to be able to track them. And that's what we're doing with Devon Fraser from the DEEP. There's so much cool research going on right now with our bat population. So, yeah, some you might see more animals of some sorts. Like all of this humidity and all of this, everybody's talking about their gardens, their perennials. Woodchucks are totally going to dig that.
Oh, yeah.
You might be seeing more woodchucks.
One thing we have problems with here at our camper, and I know a lot of people have problems. I was talking to some of our fellow neighbors here, is the bunny population has exploded. So hostas, stand
my
no
God,
chance.
Joe, yes,
no chance.
Unbelievable. Oh, that's yes, yes, yes. That's one animal that every single day I'm seeing them everywhere. So I don't know if it is again the weather conditions. Sometimes things are cyclical. Sometimes, I don't know, but you're absolutely right. Rabbits, I completely forgot about rabbits. They're everywhere. Well, interesting that you should say that.
One thing I found that helps with them, if anyone's listening and, you know, the kids and the family do some gardening and notice a lot of their things are missing, is it's an all natural spray. It uses egg sulfur, so like rotten egg smell, and you spray it on the plants. So it smells a little bit when you first spray it, but otherwise it goes away.
Yeah.
And let's face it, no one wants to eat that anything that tastes like rotten eggs. And my hostas and all my other plants, my herbs, are doing amazing.
Yeah, it just seems to be a great year for gardeners. I keep on saying to people, because I'm not a devotee of summer at all. Get me straight to fall and let's skip summer. But for people that love summer, this is a kicking summer. This is absolutely an amazing summer because, you know, yes, we've had a lot of the humidity's just been gross, but a lot of people thrive on that. I think they're crazy, but
yeah, those
whatever.
People are weird. Me and those people aren't too friendly with each other. No.
It's so true. But, you know, the days have been, you know, hot and dry. And at night we have these big storms. Litchfield's been hammered a couple of times with lots and lots of rain. So during the day, you're having the time of your life. And at night, when you go to bed, then it's rainy. It really is, I think, an incredible summer for people who love summer. Not so much for Joe and Jerry.
No, and you know, speaking of summer, and we're kind of hoping it ends soon, but coming up at the end of summer in September, you have the big event up there.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We do. It is our 42nd annual Family Nature Day. It's our one big festival that we do every year. Fun for the whole family. Lots of live animals, hawks and owls and opossums and reptiles and all sorts of creatures and crafts for the kids and food and music. And it's just this one full day of getting families out in nature and teaching them what exists in their own backyards, which is important. We need to connect with what we have in our backyards. And, you know, I grew up as a poor kid on my farm in Winchester, the same farm that I own today. The foundation of who I am rests in spending time outdoors as a child. So get your kids outdoors and come out to Family Nature Day. It's September 28th from 11 until 5. And it's at, of course, White Memorial. And Joey will give you the information on that. But so much cool stuff leading up to Family Nature Day, too, Joey. We've got an online auction that is going to. It has stuff for everybody. It's not just gold watches, which we don't have. It's, you know what, it's stuff for everybody, because our founders, Elaine and Mae White, were here for families, not just people that drive Bentleys or Rolls Royces. So there's stuff for children, there are antiques, there are services, there's all sorts of stuff in all price ranges. That runs September 13th to the 27th. And then right now, we're, of course, doing a raffle. And our raffle is so unbelievable this year. So all 100% of the money benefits White Memorial. The tickets are $10. There are 2,000 tickets printed. We're not greedy. And the first prize, it's an $18,000 prize. It's a two-week trip for two to the wildest islands of Scotland. That's Orkney, Shetland, the Outer Hebrides, St. Kilda, Isle of Skye. And this is with a man that I met, a British man that I met online. No, kidding. Well, I kind of did, actually. I was looking during the pandemic. I was looking for a program on carnivorous plants to do a virtual program for White Memorial. And I Googled, you know, the biggest carnivorous plant expert in the world. And this guy's name, Stuart McPherson, showed up. And it's like, oh, my God, I looked at his channel on YouTube. I said, this guy is never going to contact me. And he's the only person that contacted me. We've become very friendly. He does tours to incredible places, and he has BBC TV shows, 41 years old, printed his first book about carnivorous plants when he was 14. Talk about an overachiever. And the most humble, wonderful man. And Stu has donated this magnificent trip to us as our first prize for Family Nature Day. So Stuart and I will be going on the trip with you. And also the second prize, Ain't Chump Change, is a $2,000 gift card to Airbnb. You can use that like a credit card and go and rent an apartment in Paris and then, you know, a house out in Big Sky, Montana.
I can get my Airbnb in Svalbard.
You can, Joey. You can. All for $10.
I'm down.
And then the third prize is a $500 gift card to L.L. Bean, because you're probably going to need some outerwear when you go to Svalbard.
Yeah, I'll need a few extra pair of gloves.
It's a wonderful... a wonderful raffle. You can buy tickets online at our website. We've sold about 1,400 so far. They literally are flying out the door. So if you want a piece of this action and to support White Memorial, we would be so grateful. You can take part in our raffle and Family Nature Day, our online auction, and you know, just come out and visit us. We have the most spectacular natural history museum in the state of Connecticut, and 40 miles of hiking trails. Joey's been out here camping before. We've got camping for kids and adults and nonprofits. And yeah, I just think that I work for the most miraculous place in Connecticut.
And it's one of those things. I mean, we've talked about it in the past, and I'll say it again. I mean, there's something to be said. The only thing that didn't close down during that silly pandemic was the outdoors. And people started to recognize how relaxing and distress relieving being outside, sitting, looking at a tree could be. Like, there's nothing better than it.
Yeah. And also, it just sparked, people became so inquisitive about nature. What is the snake I just saw? What is this I just saw? The Whites, who founded White Memorial, they created the White Memorial Foundation in 1913. This brother and sister saw the value in saving open space for families. This is what they did. They were interested in educating kids about nature. They were interested in educating adults about nature, obviously. They were interested in helping the disadvantaged, people that were sick, getting them out in nature too. And they lived through the Spanish flu pandemic in 1913 to 1915. And how incredible that this gift that they gave us sustained so many people through COVID. It was really profound for me to think about that. We need open space. It's not just to save bats and butterflies and bees and birds and et cetera, et cetera. It's to save us. We need to be out in nature. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that, you know, people I wish would start recognizing a little bit more. So if anyone wants more information about White Memorial, all the events, if someone wants to go on a trip with Jerry, I mean, everyone always been bugging us, Jerry, for years. Like, how could we get on a trip with Jerry to go somewhere? Well, buy a raffle ticket. It's that easy. Like, honestly.
Buy a raffle ticket.
What more do you want?
And on top of it, then you get to travel to Scotland with a guy with an English accent. Who doesn't love an English accent? Plus, he's the nicest guy in the world.
I mean, that's a win-win. Like, you can say anything with an English accent and sound sophisticated, whereas we say something in America and it just sounds horrible.
I swear, if you buy a raffle ticket and win the prize, I'll speak in an English accent the entire time we're there.
See, nothing
even though we're going
better.
To Scotland.
Nothing better than that. So if everyone listening
that's wants, worth $10, Joey.
It is. So head over to whitememorialcc.org. That's whitememorialcc.org. All the information's there. Again, our great friend Jerry Griswold joining on this morning, because all these things and everything around, it's happening right here at home in Connecticut.